The ballot case quickly goes to the Supreme Court. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Justices agreed yesterday to hear the Colorado ballot case, which may alter the course of the entire presidential election.
Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court are set for February 8th in a case that could determine ballot access for former President Trump in several states. Justices agreed to take up the appeal from the former president's legal team after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause disqualifies Donald Trump from again serving as president. Maine's Secretary of State made a similar ruling. That decision is being appealed in state courts for now. Challenges to former President Trump's ballot access are being considered in several other states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden campaigning near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, said we nearly lost America on this day 3 years ago.
It was among the worst derelictions of duty by a president in American history. An attempt to overturn a free and fair election by force and violence.
He also warned of the dangers of electing former President Trump.
Today, we're here to answer the most important of questions. Is democracy still America's sacred cause?
Meantime, Trump, speaking in Sioux City, Iowa, blasted the president, accusing him of fear-mongering, and again repeated his false claim that he won the 2020 election.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election in 2024.
And a bus from Montreal rolled over and crashed yesterday on an upstate New York highway, killing one passenger and injuring about a dozen others, one critically. The bus with 23 people on board was en route to New York City when it crashed in the town of Lake George. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A judge in Colorado sentences the former cop convicted of the death of an unarmed black massage therapist, Elijah McClain, to time behind bars, but it won't be in a prison. Greg Nieto with Fox 31 Denver explains.
Former Aurora police officer Randy Rodima is sentenced to 14 months in county jail and 4 years probation for his role in the August 2019 death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain. Rodima had previously been convicted of criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault. His legal team asked the judge to consider Rodima's military service and lack of prior criminal history.
However, Judge Mark Warner said he was shocked at the indifference to McClain's suffering after he was handcuffed. The December jobs report came in stronger than expected, with 216,000 jobs added. That is 46,000 more than economists predicted, and it may delay the Federal Reserve in cutting interest rates. With that, stocks snapped a 9-week win streak, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose, touching a high of 4.103%. The owner of a Houston car dealership is barking about a ton of damage done to his cars by a couple of stray dogs.
The dogs, one described as a bull terrier mix, the other breed unknown, are said to have caused an estimated $350,000 in damage. The canine capers were seen on surveillance video, scratching the paint and tearing the bumpers off the cars in the G Motors lot. The apparent motive: dealership managers believe the dogs were chasing stray cats hiding under the vehicles. They got into the lot by crawling under a fence. Both dogs are being held by the Houston Animal Control Shelter. One has been deemed to be adoptable. The other is being evaluated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.